Hopefully a good week. I know you had a JV game on Kearney Catholic on Monday, and just getting through the week, and already we're week three. It's just flying by, isn't it?
It is flying by, Rich. You know, obviously coming off an emotional win and roller coaster, really, for that matter, at Aurora last week on Friday. So it was a great opportunity to get back in the film room on Monday. Our JVs played Kearney Catholic on the road, and gave us a chance to get in the film room again and, you know, iron some things out that we need to get fixed from the Aurora game. Obviously, we're excited about the win. We were able to really do some awesome things at the end of the game. It was a weird game. It was an up-and-down game, you know, and so at the end of the day, hopefully we can get those things fixed through our week of preparation and just play more disciplined and play a little more cleaner, I guess I should say, as we come into the night against Waverly.
Never say die attitude. You just it didn't look the greatest there in the fourth quarter at times, but kids got some stops, made some plays, and in the end, you win the ball game.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, our team is resilient. No matter the adversity, I really feel like the guys are always going to play to the end, and that was evident. The last 6 minutes, we were down a score, and we were able to connect on a long pass to Miles Pullman from Trenton Riley and then be able to get a big stop on defense and then drive the field and score and take the lead. So it was a wild 6 minutes at the end. There were obviously some things that led to us being where we were at that point. But, you know, also on the same thing, you know, Aurora's a good team, and you're going to have to be disciplined if you're going to be able to come out on top. I just feel like at the end of the game, our guys really locked in and were nails, and we were able to pull that thing out.
There was a stretch in there that second half where their quarterback, Pollard, he ran quite a few plays in a row, back-to-back-to-back. They were kind of keeping the ball in his hands, but a couple of those plays, you hit him. I mean, that's the name of the game of football. You hit him, and he kind of maybe got hurt a little bit, cramped up a little bit, and after that happened, it was tough pickings for him the rest of the night.
Yeah, I think overall, just from what you're saying there, Rich, it was a physical game. There's no doubt about it. It was definitely a lot of hitting going on in the trenches, and when you run the quarterback, you're definitely going to take some risk. Now, he's a big, strong kid, and he held in there. I just think as the game wore on, it takes a toll on you, and there were a couple times definitely towards the end of the game that he had to come out for a play or two just to kind of catch himself again, and one of those plays was down when they were in the one-yard line, and so when you bring up your backup quarterback in, which really was the Cannon Allen kid in kind of a wildcat situation, I just don't think they were quite ready for that particular moment. I'm sure they're prepared in practice, but I think it caught them off guard that, you know, they had to bring in a different kind of personnel, and it was a botched snap, and we get the ball back. That's how fast, you know, especially when you're on the one-yard line, that's pretty crazy for that to work out in your favor. And, you know, we just kept grinding. We spent a lot of time on our end of the field trying to get out of there. We kind of had to play field position for a while, and then eventually we were able to take control as far as get a big score, a big play, and then our defense just came up huge all night, you know, making stops in the red zone, and then definitely at the end of the game to get us the ball back and then to be able to drive the field. And guys making the plays, you know, Trenton making a huge run with his feet to get a first down, and then Miles making a big catch down there late, and then Lee Davidson on a play action pass catching and getting down and getting out of bounds about the one, and then Tristan finishing it off with a run, a tough run to put us in the lead, and then we were able to finish it off. There was only about 30 seconds or so left in the game to be able to win that game.
So I was giving Tate Schaefer, one of our pregame guests, a little static at the last couple of drives, trying to put the pressure on their quarterback, and that guy in the middle linebacker, you're bringing some blitzes. I said, you're running all over the place. You had to have been – everybody had to have been tired after that one.
Yeah, I think we definitely this week had to – take an approach where we had to get things done this week and make sure we're prepared for Waverly. But I think we had to be a little more cognizant of the game that we just played. It was physical. It was a lot of guys played a lot of snaps both ways. And so we had to make sure that kind of went into our preparation this week to get our legs back. You got to get your legs back underneath of you. We could tell the guys were sore, but the guys are resilient. They're, as I said before, they're excited for this matchup this week against Waverly and being able to get our bodies back underneath of us for that challenge.
The Vikings, boy, they've had tough back-to-back weeks themselves. Bennington and the win at Seward, and boy, the Nathan Axman kid sounds like he's the real deal. He's their guy they go to a lot.
You know, Waverly's having literally the opposite start to their season they did a year ago. They start out with two tough opponents in Bennington and Seward, and they were able to avenge those losses from a year ago. So now they're 2-0 coming in to play us. And, you know, they're obviously rightfully should be feeling really good about how they've started their season, being able to knock off Bennington week one and then beat a really good Seward team. So, you know, at the end of the day, Waverly's a solid team. That's kind of been the word I've been using. They're just really solid. They're well coached. I have the utmost respect for Coach Manstead and what he does over there. They're very aggressive. That's the thing, especially on defense. They play an aggressive style of defense. Their guys are big, strong kids, and they're athletic. And so, really, when you face a team like Waverly, that's really a top tier team in Class B. Obviously, you got to look for matchups. You got to look for things where you feel like you can take advantage of or give yourself an opportunity to make some plays. It's going to come down to the team that executes the best, doesn't turn the ball over, wins the field position battle. All of those things that when it comes to a big game, you got to make sure you're solid on and make sure you're right in line with. And so it's going to be a heck of a matchup. Both teams are 2-0. It's going to be another physical game. That's the style of the play they want to play. That's what we want to play. It'll just come down to those, you know, we want to believe those three or four plays in the game, and can we make those plays to give ourselves a chance?
Injury-wise, or as far bumps and bruises, I think you've been pretty fortunate the first couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, knock on wood, we've been staying pretty healthy and, at the end of the day, trying to just make sure that we get everything we need to done during the week, but also be smart about getting the legs back underneath of us. A guy like Tristan Campbell carried the ball 28 times last game. We got to find ways to continue to get him the ball, but we also got to find ways to get other guys the ball as well and kind of spread the wealth. And it's kind of one of those things. You want to be in for the long haul. It's a long season, and this is the next matchup. This is the next challenge ahead of us, and I just know the guys are really looking forward to it. You know, this is obviously a game that they're all important. They're all a big deal, but this is obviously a big matchup, especially with both teams being 2-0, and just kind of seeing where you're at this season, and give yourself a chance and then see if you can pull it out.
And that was the same exact thing Coach Mann said about his guy. Axman's got a ton of carries. Maybe it's going to have to be somebody else. The surrounding cast will have to help out a little bit more in this one.
Yeah, as you alluded to earlier, he's clearly their best player. He's a returning All-Stater at running back. He can do it all. At the end of the day, what we've been saying to the kids all week is just don't let him get going. I think that's the bit, and that's easier said than done, but he is one of those guys that they're going to give him his carries, make no mistake. And so at the end of the day, we got to be able to stop the run, and he's a big part of it.